Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got some college and pro in the mix. The Overreact Gyms. I chase brown kids.
Why'd you start with that one, Greg?
My first Overreact Gym. Ole Miss is a lock for the college football playoff. They punched their ticket with a win on the road at Oklahoma. The first road-ranked win for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. This Chambliss guy is a demon on third downs. They only have one loss. It's at Georgia. They could lose one more, and I don't know that they will. They finish with South Carolina, the Citadel, Florida, and the only road game is the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State.
So it sure feels like a lock, but it's college football. And I'm not going to say it's a lock with four games left. Plus, if they play in the SEC championship game, that's always the debate. If you lose that one, does it cost you a trip to the college football playoffs? Because do I sit here and think that they lose to South Carolina? I don't think so. I don't think, certainly they don't lose to the Citadel, Florida or Mississippi State. But have we seen Lane Kiffin lay an egg at any point?
We sure have.
So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a lock with four, possibly five games left to go.
This is not an overreaction. That was a signature win for Ole Miss on Saturday, a game they typically don't win. And to me, right now, they're not in the SEC championship game. The SEC championship game would be Texas A&M and Alabama. Right. I don't see a loss on the regular season schedule. This is not an overreaction to me. I think they're in even if they would lose the SEC championship. To me, I don't know how you can look at that team right now and say they're not one of the best 12 teams in the country with the eye test.
I agree. And that's why I don't think it's an overreaction, but I also am not ready to say that it's a lock because we've seen weird things happen.
Second overreact, Jim. There is no fourth team in the Big Ten. You got your big three at the top, OSU, Indiana, Oregon. And I don't think they're getting a fourth team in the college football playoff. USC's got two losses. They still got to play Oregon. Iowa has two losses. They play USC and Oregon. And Michigan, yeah, you could sell me Michigan, but they have not been inspiring, and I don't think they're going to beat Ohio State forever. That's their third loss. There won't be a fourth team from the Big Ten in the playoff.
I think right now, with so much college football left to be played and opportunities out there.
Well, who is the fourth team?
So it could be Iowa. It could be Michigan. Again, have we seen stranger things happen? Do you think it would be stranger this year to beat Ohio State for Michigan than it was last year?
It would not, John.
Okay.
But and I'm certainly not expecting it.
If the overreaction is there's not a fourth team that deserves to be in the college football playoffs, that's not overreaction. Will there be a fourth team? Iowa has the opportunity. They host Oregon. Have we seen really good football teams go to Kinnick Stadium and lose?
Yes, John.
Yes.
And then they got to go cross country to USC where they'd likely pick up their third loss and be out. It's okay to just say there's not a fourth team.
There's not a fourth quality playoff team. Or playoff quality team, yes.
To me, there's not a fourth team. The fact that like Michigan, if they ran the table as a one of the 12 best teams in the country, to me would be borderline laughable.
Well, they would deserve it if they beat OSU, to be fair.
I know that. But look, the bottom of the playoff sucks. It shouldn't
right.
be.
That's why there shouldn't be 12 teams, because exactly. you're going to let teams in. It could be a possible Iowa. It could be a possible Michigan. Do they look like playoff contenders? No.
No, the answer is you're going to leave them out and you're going to put in another team that's more deserving. Like this could be five of the SEC. It could be an extra from the ACC or the Big 12.
Bingo. Fifth SEC team, Vandy. Although they do have to go to Tennessee and Texas.
Yep. In addition to being a creep, he's a moron. Next overreaction. Penn State needs to hire Brian Kelly. Bad culture fit at LSU. I think we all saw that from the start. He got eaten alive. But he has a Midwest blueprint, right? From Grand Valley to Central to Cincinnati to Notre Dame. This is his recruiting footprint. He's a damn good coach. And it saves them from making the regrettable hire of Matt Rhule, which is just James Franklin 2.0.
Is it Brian Kelly? James Franklin 2.0? Can't win the big one?
He's a step up. He won some big games.
Okay, he won some big games, but what did he win when he was at Notre Dame?
So is the knock on him he didn't win a national title?
Well,
so you can only hire a national champion coach at Penn State?
If that's what they're looking for at Penn State, that's the standard they've said. We should be competing and winning national titles. Has Brian Kelly won one?
I got bad news. Unless they're pulling Mac Brown out of retirement, they're not hiring a coach that's won a national title.
I think Brian Kelly's a better coach than James Franklin.
I agree.
I think this would be a good fit for Penn State. However, I think there's a bigger name where Brian Kelly should go, and it's in Ann Arbor, and we'll talk about that later.
He's spicy today.
Okay.
Doomy. Jonathan Smith must be fired if MSU wants to be a serious football program. 3-11 in the Big Ten, 8 of the last 9 by double digits. They have no identity. They have no signature wins. They are not competitive. In a world where Indiana and Vandy are in the top 10, you have a choice. Do you want to be a real football program? You fire Jonathan Smith. Anything else, you're not serious.
It's not an overreaction. And, I mean, I hate that they're going down this road again, because if you have to reset your program every 2 years, it's could be one step forward, two or three steps back. And I don't know that there's a step forward for Jonathan Smith in his, you know, year and a half that he's been in East Lansing. But who's the next guy? What's the expectation? How quickly do they get there? And you also have the finances involved. I don't think it's an overreaction, though.
This is not an overreaction, Jim. And this is one of your best overreact Jims ever, as I'm agreeing almost with all of your overreactions. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
This program is being left behind in real time, and Spartan fans better wake up and realize that. And it's easy to point out.
I think they know they're being turned off by their program. There's no fire. There's no passion. So they've checked out.
He doesn't know what he's doing as a coach on the field, in my mind. And I don't think he knows what he's doing with the portal and NIL and all that. And that's the scarier thing, because you're seeing Indiana football and Vanderbilt football succeed in this era, and you can't at least compete. I mean, do Michigan State fans realize there's a real chance you don't win a Big Ten game this year? That's how ugly this is.
Grit, 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 grit. To the NFL, overreact, Jim. Let me know. The Eagles' offense is all the way back. Ran for 270 yards this week. They threw for over 300 with deep shots the week before. Everything's humming again for Philadelphia.
So the offense is all the way back?
Yes.
Not an overreaction. They finally found a way to get the ball to Saquon Barkley. Now it's only 14 carries, but it was 150 yards.
Yep.
That's the weapon that you have in Saquon Barkley. And I've been saying this for weeks. That's why I still had them near the top of my power surge when everybody was, you know, oh, Philly's just, they don't have it this year. Defensively, I don't know that they're back to where they were. I don't know that they can get back to where they were last year, but the offensive line is humming along. They're getting healthy. They're finding a way to spread the ball around in the passing game, as well as getting the ball to Saquon Barkley.
Another not an overreaction. Mr. Philadelphia here thinks the Eagles are the biggest threat in the NFC still to the Lions. 66 points last two games. They're getting right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It says, Mew, Myles Garrett's career is being wasted even more than Barry Sanders. 5-sack day yesterday, and they weren't even close on the scoreboard. He has the most sacks of any player before turning 30, even more than Reggie White. At least Barry made an NFC title game.
Right. Not an overreaction. I think he is absolutely – that's why we heard him say, I want to demand a trade until they offered him a huge bag of cash. You saw the reaction yesterday on the sidelines. 5 sacks, and he's throwing his helmet around on the sidelines. He is unbelievably frustrated. And now the only argument to it's not getting wasted is they're trailing all the time. It's passing situations, and I just – how many sacks would he have if he was on a team that was actually playing with the lead?
Right.
So it's 100% not an overreaction.
I actually disagree, John. I think this is an overreaction. And I just fall back to this. The Lions made Barry quit.
Well, they may do that
Garrett
in Cleveland.
Hasn't quit yet. Well, he hasn't, though. So that's why
it might be money. I mean, if Barry got what Miles is getting.
No, yeah. Barry would have gotten it. They still would have paid him if Barry threatened to retire and because of money, the Lions would have given it to him.
Okay, but there's a difference argument in
they made him quit.
Whose spirit was broken more, but the career's been wasted, right? That's a separate argument.
I think Barry Sanders is the greatest running back of all time. I think Lawrence Taylor is the best pass rusher of all time.
Maybe.
So, again, I don't think that's a maybe.
Well, I know you're young.
No,
Miles Garrett's script isn't done.
Lawrence Taylor
was a terror.
Yes.
I didn't have to block him, but if given the option of blocking either Myles Garrett or Lawrence Taylor, I would rather block Myles Garrett.
On a skill level, Barry Sanders and Lawrence Taylor and Ronnie Lott are the three most dominant skilled players I've ever watched in football. Yeah. Gary Rice, too.
The last one is my favorite. The 2-5 Baltimore Ravens are winning the AFC North. They did not get Lamar back, still won. They're off their bye, ready to make some noise. Roquan Smith back. Many of the key defenders are back. And, John, the schedule sets up for them to catch and pass the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're only 2 games back. And so this division is not going to be one. It's certainly not out of reach. I don't think this is an overreaction. They're at the Dolphins, at the Vikings, at the Browns. All right, they're back to 500 in 3 weeks. And then it's the Jets, the Bengals twice, and the Steelers. The reason I hope that they are back and that they are competing at the very end of the season, second to last game of the year, they play in Green Bay, which could be very important for our very own Detroit Lions.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction, and that Green Bay game is a total when you get to play them, versus look, this is all on Lamar actually coming back and being relatively healthy. So with that asterisk, I will say this is not an overreaction, Jim. John mentioned the schedule. It's pretty easy. 7-3 gets them to 9-8. And I think because the Steelers lost last night, that 9-8 could win a division. They play at Pittsburgh last game of the year. That will be for the AFC North. The Ravens will win. Jim, I'm with you.
Okay. You said something spicy in there. We're going to get to that next. Those are the Overreact Jims, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.